Hello, and welcome to the Candy Gives podcast. We hope you enjoy this message. For more information about upcoming events, this podcast, and for other resources, visit candygives.com.
Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. I just want to tell you, I am so encouraged by you being here. So thank you so much for taking time to come and hear about our ministry. I also want to thank our underwriters. They're on our program, the ones listed there. Plus, we had several anonymous underwriters. Thank you so much to them for just making this possible for us to have a meal tonight, and so that all the funds that we raise tonight will go right into the services that we provide. So I want to thank them. Also want to thank our caterer, Christy Nelson from Half Moon Lake Lodge, for this wonderful meal. I'm so excited we're able to do a meal this year, so just want to thank her. And also our volunteers. Not only our volunteers that are helping serve food, and the student volunteers helping with our drinks, but also the volunteers that just spend countless hours every week in our center, ministering to our clients, they mentor our youth, taking care of our flower beds, helping with our classes, and especially praying with us and for us. So thank you so much to those who volunteer with us. So this is the time that I give the ministry update. And I just wanted to start by stating the obvious. Hope Choice Pregnancy Centers and Mentoring Programs is a ministry. I know that you all know that, and I know that's why you support us. But I wanted to talk just for a minute about what it means to be a ministry. So a ministry is an organization that ministers. And ministering is simply serving. So our volunteer servers here that have been helping clear our plates and refilling your drinks, they are serving us. They are ministering to us. Jesus, when he came to earth, he set that example perfectly when he came as a man to serve. And at Hope Choice, we strive to minister to the clients and the mentoring participants who come through our doors every week. And Hope Choice ministers to our clients in a lot of different ways. We provide free self-administered pregnancy tests to potentially expectant mothers. We sit with them as they read the results. And we are there to talk with them and encourage them, whether they see the result of that test, positive or negative, as a positive or negative thing in their life at that time. Many of our clients come to us already knowing they're pregnant, but they're just unsure of what they need to do next. We provide referrals to doctors. We have information for them, prenatal vitamins, advice, and a listening ear. We counsel women through their options, not telling them what they should do, but helping them to decide what is best for them and giving them the truth about what the options they have actually mean. We also provide free education on pregnancy, labor and birth, parenting at all stages and all ages. We have fatherhood, co-parenting, life skills. We have classes about depression and suicide, autism, abuse recovery, how to prevent child abuse, being a working mom, being a single mom, and more than 150 other topics. Our curriculum also has several Bible studies and discipleship classes that we can go through with new believers. We also have a post-abortion support group class. We can do individual classes in our center, but also during COVID shutdowns, bed rest, or any other special circumstance where a client can't come to our center, we can send those classes virtually, and then we can follow up on a video chat. So that's a really neat option that we have as well. We also offer free benevolence items to our clients monthly. Formula, diapers, wipes, clothing, bottles, and more. Pretty much any item you might need for a new baby, we can provide. And we also have maternity clothes for pregnant women. And then we have our free mentoring programs for youth. Squires for young men ages 8 to 12, Chosen for young girls ages 8 to 12, and Pearls for teen girls ages 13 to 18. We have trained mentors who teach our youth about making good choices, how to develop positive character traits, how to stand for Christ despite negative influences, how to read God's word and live it out. And these lessons are taught through activities, games, talks, and small group discussions. Our Pearls, our teen girls, they not only get to meet weekly with a trusted mentor and have small group discussions in a safe environment, they are also treated to a shopping trip, a photo shoot, and a celebration banquet. The banquet for the pearls is an opportunity for the mentors to celebrate each girl along with their parents and encourage the girls to continue serving the Lord with the gifts and talents that they have been given. And for teen boys, we have plans in God's timing to start up our Bravehearts mentoring group. We still need a few mentors who can commit to just one weekend in the summer, fall, or spring. We desire to train several men who share the burden of helping our young men become men of honor. And Bravehearts is a little different from our other mentoring groups. They meet together for a weekend with their dads or another influential man in their life for an overnight retreat, where they learn through video lessons, they'll have outdoor activities, small group discussions, things like that. And then those who participate in those weekend retreats are invited to a summer expedition where they get to challenge themselves on a backpacking trip up a mountain. So it sounds like it would be perfect for our area, and I'm really excited about that, starting up whenever God allows us to do that. So if any of you out there are interested in being a part of helping with that group, or if you know anybody else who might be interested, please have them contact us and we can give them information about training for that. So our ministry is growing. We have had the privilege of already serving in more than 186 client visits in 2021 so far. Two of those clients were abortion vulnerable when they came to us, but with the support of Hope Choice and other people in our community, they are committed to carrying their pregnancy to term and parenting, even though they have some challenging health and family situations. We have yet to have a client make a salvation decision while at the center, but we are praying that as we continue to share and live out the gospel with our clients, that the Spirit will continue to work on them as we continue to support them with love. We have educated clients with 90 classes this year from our Bright Course curriculum, helping them to be more prepared for labor and birth, preparing them to be better parents, helping them identify roots of abuse or codependency in their past, and helping them to break that cycle in their own families. And we have mentored 41 young people in our mentoring groups, where we have encouraged young boys to have purpose, taught young ladies that they are chosen, and helped teen girls improve relationships with God, their parents, and their friends. So not only is Hope Choice a ministry, we are more specifically a pro-life ministry. And despite what the media might say, being pro-life to us doesn't mean just being anti-abortion or pro-birth only. It means valuing all life. You may have heard the term love them both. This refers to both the unborn baby and the woman who's pregnant. Both are made in the image of God. But Hope Choice is not just called to support both. We are called to support all, including fathers and other family members. Being pro-life is being pro-family. And in our ministry, we minister or serve primarily families, especially families with young children. For Hope Choice Pinedale, this means living out the gospel in every interaction with clients. It means meeting the physical needs of low-income families in our community. It means helping youth find clarity amid a confusing culture. It means listening to and praying with overwhelmed moms, encouraging them when they think they can't handle another child when they are already overwhelmed with the ones that they already have. Is walking beside them as they make decisions when they come in for education so that they can be the best parents they can be. It is helping them find community by referring them to a local church. And it is, most of all, sharing the truth of God's word in love, providing them Bibles, inviting them to Bible studies, and sharing the gospel with them. People today need the truth, and we have the awesome blessing of being able to share the truth of God's love to people who are hurting and people who are seeking. And when we walk beside these clients and help meet some of their needs, we are allowing them to give back to others down the line. And so that is my vision and heart for Pineville, that each of us will be bold enough to share the truth of who God is and the value and preciousness that He places on all the people that He created. All human life is valuable because God created it. And I believe that the way to share that truth is primarily one interaction at a time, one person or one family at a time. You can change individual hearts by sharing the truth of what abortion is. We can share the truth of God's love by providing material necessities to individual women during their time of need. We can share that truth by helping young people navigate life and friendships and listening to them without judgment when they share their struggles. We can share that truth by helping individual families, teaching them how to parent, pointing them to good resources, and sharing our own experiences, good and bad, with them. We can cultivate relationships with our neighbors by paying attention to the people around us and identifying the needs of others. We can build better community in our own churches by sharing our struggles with one another and being vulnerable enough to ask for help when we need it. We can share the truth and love with those who disagree with us on the sanctity of the life of the unborn, not by belittling them or calling names, but by finding common ground and having real discussions and being willing to be a part of their lives. We can listen to the stories of those who have made a past abortion decision, showing them compassion instead of judgment, and we can share the truth of God's forgiveness with them and the grace that can heal them and set them free. We can mourn with those who have suffered through miscarriage, making sure that we acknowledge the pain that the father of the baby feels as well, as he often gets overlooked but grieves just as deeply. So my vision is that everyone associated with Hope Choice, every client, every mentoring participant, staff member, volunteer, mentor, board member, donor, and parent, that we would all know that we have value because we were created by God on purpose. And because of that truth, clients can be empowered to make a choice for life. Youth can stand for what they believe in, even in our current culture. Parents can make better choices for their families and break generational cycles of dysfunction. I desire that the believers in Pinedale and all of Sudbury County can agree that the pro-life movement is broader than just preventing abortion. It is about meeting the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of those who are in our path as we are able. I was reminded recently that the gospel compels us to minister in our own community. And this may look a little different here in Wyoming from what it looks like in Amarillo, and that's okay. Our ministry here may have changed names a few times, gone through different directors, different staff and volunteers, but the heart and the focus is the same. So let's be unified as the body of Christ and as pro-life advocates to minister where we are, using the gifts we have been given. Thank you all for being a part of this pro-life ministry in Sudbury County. So now I get to introduce Candy Gibbs, Executive Director of Hope Choice. Many of you have heard Candy speak here at banquets before, and some of you she might be new to, but Candy has been involved in our ministry, the Ministry of Hope Choice in Amarillo for most of her adult life as a volunteer, a branch director, and executive director. She has met with thousands of women over the years, and her experience has given her a lot of wisdom. And so tonight she's going to come up and share with us some thoughts about generations.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And I want to just take just a minute to recognize the people who serve every day right here in Pinedale. And that would be Emmy and Gail and Kim. I don't know where you are, Kim. Wave at me. Kim. And Denise, Barb, so many of you. You're just amazing. And I am so impressed with the way that they have navigated this incredibly difficult last 18 months. And I know that you are proud of them as well. And they are not afraid to take a stand and to face an obstacle and to overcome. And so if you would just join me in showing your appreciation to your Pinedale team. Well, welcome to 2021. I thought when the calendar flipped, we would all be delivered and life would be normal again. And it isn't normal, but it is much more normal than it was last year. I have fought tears all day today because we are actually able to be in the room here together tonight. I don't know if you guys remember, but how many of you last fall drove up and picked up a dessert and took it home, and then we gave it our best effort to do a live stream banquet event for you? And I want you to know the reason that we did that is because we believe that we are to stand on the side of truth and hope and life in every situation. And I want you to know that this center in Pinedale has never been closed down, and we served your community every day for the last 18 months, and that is something that you should be very proud of. While I can promise you that tonight won't be filled with emotion, but what I will promise you is that we will not complain or recount all of the difficulties, because God has been faithful and He has done miraculous things. The past 12 months, however, have changed us. I want to read you a little piece that I found that puts it very well. As children, we all played with those connect the dots puzzles. We would trace along the numbers from 1 to 2 to 3 until suddenly a picture appeared. It always amazed me that when it was just a page of hapless numbers, I was unable to see what it was meant to be, and even as I traced along through the numbers, the meaning of the picture often remained a mystery until the end. The odd thing is, once the picture appeared, it was easy to see the outline, and I would wonder why I hadn't been able to guess it earlier. Life is a lot like a connect-the-dots puzzle. And as we trace along more and more dots in our life, what appeared as random events fall together with profound meaning. We begin to glimpse our direction, and what once was a puzzle to us suddenly becomes clear. And isn't it interesting that the year 2020, the year that appeared would be in focus, life that was going like gangbusters, and all of a sudden, it was anything but clear. The way that the Lord puts the puzzle pieces in place is amazing, because He just does it. And this evening, we're going to celebrate the faithfulness of God, because He is faithful. The Lord has shown us at Hope Choice time and again over this last year that the shield of faith is a weapon in this battle that we face. And 2021 is our opportunity to learn to fight in new ways. The body of Christ, Hope Choice, this family, your family, we will continue to advance and to take ground for the kingdom as long as we remain unified and stand behind our shield of faith. And just as Emmy was talking just a little bit ago, and she said, it's okay if ministry looks different here in Pinedale than it looks in Amarillo or in other places, but ministry is serving. And I agree with that. And sometimes over the course of the last 18 months, ministry here has looked different than what it looks like in Texas. But what I can tell you is that as a body of Christ, as believers, as people who know how to wield the sword of the Spirit and stand behind a shield of faith, we cannot let miles be something that divides us in the climate that we live in. There are plenty of things that are screaming fear and division. We, as the body, have to learn how to lock arms together across miles and to take a stand in love and compassion and be a good representation of what unity looks like among those of us who are brave enough to believe that the Lord is faithful and He will accomplish all that He says. Our mission statement at Hope Choice is this: we exist to equip, mentor, and strengthen future generations. And that is the joy and the call of this ministry. So tonight we are going to focus on generations. What does Hope Choice mean for future generations? What responsibility does the body of Christ have to the coming generations? And what do you owe to those that are coming after you? In Judges chapter 2, it says this: these are the nations the Lord left to test all those Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars in Canaan. He did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not had previous battle experience. Well, there are giants in the land, and there are many battles that we need to be fighting. And we, as an older generation, have got to sing a little louder and continue to equip and mentor and strengthen those who are coming behind us. Joshua 4, 6 and 7 says this, "In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." Generations is a powerful and a beautiful theme throughout the Word of God. The God of Israel is described as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. One of the most humbling blessings of my life is to have the privilege and the calling to work with and on behalf of the next generation. Quite literally, we stand in the gap for the very life of hundreds of unborn children every year. Children of purpose and inheritance. Children destined to make an impact for the kingdom. The calling that is on the next generation is what I believe to be a Joshua generation. So tonight, we want to consider what a Joshua generation might represent. What is the mantle that they carried? What is the impact that they will leave on our community and the world? But we can't consider Joshua alone because Joshua's story began with Moses. Numbers 12:3 says, "Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth." And when we see Joshua come on the scene, Moses had already seen the burning bush, the plagues in Egypt, the parting of the Red Sea, the turning of the bitter water into the sweet water, provision of manna and quail, and water coming from the rock. And then came the first battle. This is Exodus chapter 17. So Moses said to Joshua, "Choose for us men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek, while Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed, and whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands grew weary. So they took a stone and they put it under him, and he sat on it while Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other. So his hands were steady until the going down of the sun, and Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the sword. And then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this as a memorial in a book and recite it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar and he called the name of it, "The Lord is my banner." So in this story, Moses tells Joshua, "You choose the men and you go down and fight. And I'm going to go up on this hill." And the word tells us that as long as Moses' hands were up and Joshua down there fighting could look up and see Moses lifting up a standard, then Joshua was able to overcome the enemy with the sword. And I want you to think of this story in the terms of the culture that we are now living in. Moses declared, "The Lord is my banner." Well, I would suggest to you tonight that if the generations coming behind us are a Joshua generation, called to fight battles to defeat giants that are in our land, you are the Moses generation and you have a part to play. And that is to continue to lift up a standard and to declare that the Lord is our banner. A banner is defined as a piece of cloth that is attached at one end to a staff, and it is used by a leader as a standard. The Joshua generation is learning to choose an army. They're learning how to fight. And they are following the banner that the Moses generation carries. And that's us. If we are the Moses generation and we are raising a standard for the Joshuas, what is the standard that we're holding? Well, I want you to know that at Hope Choice, and I believe you as the body of Christ in Pinedale, is declaring Jehovah Nisi. God is our standard. And we have got to teach these young people, teenagers, college age kids, our focus has to remain on that standard and that banner. And everyone that's in this room tonight would say that you are pro-life. I know that you would, or you wouldn't be here. But the reason that we are pro-life is because of the standard of God's word. This is truth. And would you agree with me that there is not your truth and my truth and everybody saying their truth? That is the most bogus bunch of baloney I have ever heard. There is the truth, and it is the word of God and Jesus Christ only. So we need to stop listening to everybody's individual truth and get our focus back, eyes on the banner, which is the standard, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. And we have got to learn to plant our feet in that truth, plant our sword in the ground. And what I mean by that is we have to realize that standing up for the honor of God and the value of truth is not being a bigot, mean, judgmental, or hate-filled. It means I'm going to stand where God has called me to stand in the authority and power that He has given me, and I better know how to use my sword. But I can do that in loving compassion. And it is not loving to be silent or to agree with things that you know violate the honor and the word of God. God's faithfulness is a weapon. The word tells us that we have a shield of faith. And boy, I'm going to tell you, through 2020, for me, for Hope Choice, and I know for you, there were so many days I felt like I was hunkered down behind that shield of faith. But something that the Lord has been revealing to me is that we as the body, we are called to stand shield to shield. Because when we stand shield to shield, my faith butting right up against your faith. When I get tired and overwhelmed by all of the nuttiness that is happening in this world, and I need to lower my shield for a minute, the body of Christ comes around that person to create a refuge so that I can refuel myself and I can encourage myself and I can build my strength back up until I can lift my shield back up. Because every one of us is going to go through circumstance where we need a minute. We need the body to come around us, standing shield to shield. And the word says that you, as the Moses generation, because these kids are looking at you. And there have been so many days over the last year and a half where I feel anxious. I refuse to be afraid. And I'll tell you, I have walked around my house many days screaming at the top of my lungs, I am not afraid, scared and shaking in my boots. But I want you to know that I know that there's a generation that if you are anxious, if you are uncertain, if you are afraid by what you see swirling around us, can you imagine what your 15-year-old thinks? We have got to accept the mantle and the calling that is on us. And it is, we're going to come in behind that shield of faith. And we're going to believe all the things that we've said all these years that we believed you would do. And we're going to be strong and we're going to be courageous. Until 2020, I think we'd gotten a little fat and lazy, spiritually speaking. And it's time that we get fit. Emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Because there are giants and we need you to be energetic and effective. Hold up a standard because Joshua is watching. And they will fight and they will overcome. But we have to muster the strength to lift up that standard, to dig that sword into the ground and to say we will not give up. Ground in Jesus' name. And the Lord told Moses, write this as a memorial in a book and recite it in the ears of Joshua. remind Joshua. Now, can you imagine after this first battle? And there were many more. Joshua fought many battles. And he would go into battle. I can just see Moses and Joshua on the night before the next battles. And Joshua is human just like the rest of us. And he was probably a little anxious about what he and his men were facing. But can you not imagine Moses saying, Joshua, don't you remember? Do you remember that as long as you could see my hands, you overcame? And it was your first battle. And you remember that we won. And the sun, all of the things, recounting, remember. There's a scripture that says, Jesus was talking to his disciples and he says, do you not have eyes to see and ears to hear? Surely you can remember. And in times when it seems like I don't see what the purpose of a lot of things that I am going to withhold from saying tonight are happening in this world, I can't see, it doesn't make sense what I hear, but can you remember? Can you remember that there have been dark days before? Can you remember that he is always faithful? Shield to shield, behind the shield of faith, forging forward. I looked up some statistics. You guys decided to join Hope Choice in, it was actually January of 2020 when you came on as part of us. In 2019, it was called Family Tree. You had 155 client visits in 2019, which is amazing. In 2020, during COVID, you had 186 client visits. Through August of this year only, through August, already 184 client visits. Before 2020, you did not have any mentoring programs. In 2021, you have served 41 students through mentoring programs. Y'all, that is a tremendous amount of growth happening in the middle of a pandemic. So again, would you please give your team our appreciation? The ministry is threefold. We serve men, women, and teens before they find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy. We minister to people in the midst of a crisis, and then we continue to journey with them following that situation. All of our services are free of charge and confidential. There is no charge for anything that anyone receives at Hope Choice. We also don't receive any state or federal funding. All of our support comes from churches, private grants, and individuals like you. We are not subject to the whims of Washington or Texas at this moment. When one party submits documents to the current administration stating that the administration should suspend funding for pregnancy centers or abstinence-only curriculum, we don't have to bat an eye because we don't take $1 from federal or state funds. Thankfully, because we have you. We made that decision a long time ago not to take government money, and we've never wavered because we are committed above all else to share Christ with every person who walks through our doors. We can offer people classes and resources, but if we do not offer them Jesus, we have missed the mark. In 2020, our staff transitioned from responding to our clients who were coming in the doors to reaching out to them in every situation and simply saying, how can we help? One of the very first things we did at the beginning of COVID is your staff members began to call every single client on the phone and just ask, what do you need and how can we help you? We provided toilet paper, meals, laundry, and dish soap. We paid utility bills and rent bills. We even provided a Christmas shop where families could come for Christmas gifts for their children. That will remain the theme of Hope Choice. How can we help? We are a pro-life ministry and we're called and committed to be a partner with the Lord as he restores hope to scared and hurting women and families faced with a pregnancy that may have literally stolen hope. So many of us are moved by what this ministry stands for and are outraged by decisions that are being made in our country. The culture is ravaged with fear, immorality, and chaos. The enemy has established a stronghold in this culture. I know that you're here tonight because you're ready to take a stand and to say no more. I want you to know that there are only 7 countries in the world that allow babies to be aborted after 20 weeks. 3 of those 7 countries would be China, North Korea, and the United States of America. Though some states have limited abortion and banned certain procedures, abortion has been legal throughout all 9 months of pregnancy for any reason since 1973. There are at least 12,000 late-term abortions performed in the United States every year. Any condition after viability that could truly jeopardize the life of the mother would be handled more humanely for the baby and safer for the mother to deliver the baby and use medical resources available to give the child its best chance at life. 75% of babies born after 25 weeks survive, and over 60% with no lasting physical complications. I pray that laws change, but I agree with Emmy. I'm glad that the way that we approach this issue is one heart and one woman at a time. As a woman who made the devastating choice of abortion as a senior in high school, I believe that I have a unique right to speak to the issue. We are past the point of trying to be politically correct, and I just want to ask for grace and understanding as I make this next point. The Father has provided us with armor, and you find that in Hebrews. Our sword is the word, and we must stake our lives on it. We must know what it says and firmly plant it in the ground, taking no steps back. There is no other option. It's not based on opinions of man. It's not about what I think. It's not about what you think. It's about what he says. Life is precious and God breathed. There is no way that a believer can stand behind a platform that supports the slaughter of innocent unborn children and calls it women's health. That is deception and it is a lie. Abortion, physically and spiritually, is an abomination in the sight of God. And as a believer, you must stand on the right side of that issue. I can tell you that I appreciate and pray for those who tackle the issue in the political arena. At the same time, I'm thankful that we just get to sit and talk to women. Over the past 26 years, I have had the wonderful opportunity to talk to literally hundreds of women who are pregnant and are considering abortion. And I want you to know, pro-life people are not saying that these are not difficult circumstances. We aren't simply trying to trick a woman into carrying her baby to delivery. We are committed to helping them with the circumstances of their life so that they can choose life. What you hear on TV as arguments, it's a woman's right. It's my, you can't tell me what to do with my body, my choice, right? All of those things, I've never once had a woman say that to me in a room. What she says is, my parents are going to kick me out. My boyfriend's going to break up with me. I'm going to lose my scholarship, something like that. And it's usually one thing. And if we can help her with that one situation, it's about 98% of women who will choose life for their babies. Platitudes and propaganda in no way aid a frightened and overwhelmed young lady facing a life and death decision. But when a believer enters her situation and uses her own shield of faith to shelter this wounded young woman, and then that believer presents the sword of the truth as a rescue in that situation, miracles can happen. You heard Emmy say that you had two girls come in this year in 2021 who were considering abortion, and both of those women chose life. Another story that Gail told me just last night that I think is phenomenal, this just happened, but she received a phone call months ago from a young man looking for a place for his girlfriend to have an abortion. And Gail invited him to come in to visit with us to talk through the situation, and he never came in. But she put his name on her computer, and she has been praying for him for months. So fast forward to this last week, in comes a young man needing physical resources like diapers, clothes, and things for his girlfriend who just had twins. And this man had never been in before, so Gail takes his name down and she thinks, that name is very familiar to me. And she can't, but he'd never been in before, so she gives him the items and out he goes. And then she remembers that that was the guy's name that she had on her computer that she's been praying for months, and they have twins. So miraculous things are happening. And I know that God is just going to continue to use the center here in Pinedale. Another thing that I want you to know is that when we talk about abortion, I know that hits very close to home for a lot of women. The statistic is that 1 in 3 women in any group have had an abortion. So that means at the grocery store, in this room tonight, or at church on Sunday, 1 in 3 women. If you, like me, made that decision and it has had an impact on you, I want you to know that there is a program here at Hope Choice. It's called New Dawn, and it is a post-abortion recovery program. And we have a teacher ready to go, and we would love the opportunity to minister to you, and it is life-changing. So if that is your story, please reach out to the center, and they can connect you with that teacher. As an organization, we will do what we must to continue to serve our clients, to love moms so that they're able to choose life. We will choose to serve clients and seek to glorify God above all else. We can advance as long as we remain unified, standing shield to shield, the sword of truth firmly planted, raising the banner. As the next generation faces the giants on the battlefield, may they see a strong, unafraid, unapologetic, committed Moses generation. And when it gets loud and chaos surrounds, things become clear when we lock eyes with that banner. Hope Choice is committed to come alongside parents and grandparents and mentors to play our part in the Moses generation of lifting a standard, which is Jesus himself. And when our children and grandchildren see that standard held high, the world becomes much less confusing and chaotic. Isaiah 35 says this, "Strengthen the feeble hands and steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come." In 2020, we began offering mentoring programs in Texas because we believe in the next generation, and we have 7 of them. 2 are for public schools. Pearls, Chosen, and Squires, you heard about from Emmy tonight. Brave Hearts, Lead On, and Reach for Greatness, we're excited to add to this community as soon as the time is right. We are asking the Lord that he would open doors. In Hope Choice, right here in Pinedale, in 2020, you had 29 mentoring kids, and in 2021, so far, you've had 41. Moses modeled for Joshua also what it means to abide. In Exodus 33, it says, "The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses turned again into the camp, his assistant Joshua, a young man, would not depart from the tent." Spiritually, there is a principle of coming in to receive and refill and refresh, but there definitely is a time to go out. In 2020, we gained some strength because we worked some of our spiritual muscles that hadn't been used in a while. They were sore and it brought some pain, but we overcame. And now we can carry more. We can go further with less. We've come back to basics and we learned what it meant to come in, to abide, to refresh and refill. But it is now time to go out. Our scripture for the night is Joshua 4:6. In the future, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off. We asked a couple of your clients what they might have to say about Hope Choice. How has Hope Choice impacted you? This is from a pregnancy center client named Georgia. Hope Choice impacted my family by supporting and helping us through tough times, especially when we couldn't afford the basics between paychecks and bills. When we needed help, all I had to do was call and ask, and now I'm able to donate back to them. They feel like more than just someone in the community. They feel like family. So when I asked Georgia, what do these stones mean? She said, family. Then we ask a mentoring young lady from Pearls named Lilia, how has Hope Choice impacted you? Hope Choice has impacted me by giving me the ability to have better confidence. Having such strong confidence helps me make confident, healthy decisions for myself and my body, with God being my pilot. Hope Choice has helped me create a stronger foundation for a much higher chance of success to hold true to myself and God. I have also created a special bond with all the people at Hope Choice. They have created a safe place for me to come and express any concerns about life that I have. I know that Gail is always praying for me and God is listening. I had an amazing experience with this program at Hope Choice, and I encourage all teenagers to attend and have this amazing connection with God and all the mentors to help navigate through life as a teenager. Being stronger in your faith and more confident in yourself makes a more peaceful you. And when we asked her, what do these stones mean to you? She said, faith. Our children are arrows in the hand, in our hands. They are the Joshua generation. And he is faithful. As parents and grandparents and teachers and mentors, you are strong and gentle, bold and humble, full of excitement for the future. You are full of love, respect, and hope for them. And though the tension is difficult and the release will be initially overwhelming, you will release those arrows and they will soar into their destiny, because that's what an arrow does. But it's due to your strength, support, and aim, and your arrow will fly true, because that's what this generation, our children, were born to do. We will stand behind our sword of truth, fully planted and taking no steps back. We will hold up the standard, the Lord as our banner, and we will stand. We will fight side by side the Joshua generation, and we will see giants overcome. They were never meant to be spiritually fat and lazy, but energetic, effective, passionate, and committed. And they are. My God is faithful. And when I look at my children, I don't deserve them. They're so much more than their mom. They're stronger and wiser and more committed, authentic, and pure. And what the enemy meant for evil, my God restored. I once heard Beth Moore say, I hope to live long enough that the enemy regrets he ever messed with me. I say amen to that. Where I am weak, he is strong. And when I fail, he wins. And I'm in awe of a God who took my ugly mess and created a beautiful masterpiece. And as I watch my children and your children, the Joshua generation, literally speaking hope and life to their peers, it makes me want to shout. because all the disappointment and destruction that I allowed the enemy in my young life, and maybe the ground that you allowed him in your past, has truly been redeemed and restored. The Joshua generation is the I work all things together for good. He is the amen of our life, and it is worth it. So fight the fight and finish the race. The enemy will be sorry that he ever messed with us when he comes toe to toe with our children. So what do these stones mean to me? Restored. We are literally together equipping the next generation, and we simply need you. I give you my word, you'll never wonder where we stand. You won't have to look to find Hope Choice in this community. And we'll continue to step out, but we need help. Maybe this year more than ever. So please listen to the Lord tonight. Maybe he is going to place an amount of financial support that you might be able to provide. Or maybe he's going to place on your heart an opportunity for you to serve in a different area or one of the areas that you've heard described tonight. And if you're interested in those things, we have a table set up out here tonight. We want you to pick up some information so that we can contact you so that we can stand shield to shield with you. This year has been difficult, but God has been faithful, and you haven't taken any steps back. So if it's all right, I want to close this in prayer, and then I'm going to just talk you through the envelope that's on your table. So God, we just thank you so much just for what you're doing through Hope Choice in Pinedale. And we thank you for this community. And God, we just lift up the name of Jesus over Pinedale. And we thank you, God, that your name is above every other name. And we thank you, God, for healing and hope and life. And we thank you for 2021. And I just ask, Holy Spirit, that you would speak to each one of us individually, God. And if there's a way that we can serve or stand with or support what's happening right here in this community, God, would you just speak to us? And we say that we're listening. And God, we celebrate you. And we don't want to leave tonight without recognizing how good you are and how faithful you have been. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to the Candy Gibbs Podcast. For more information and other resources, visit candygibbs.com.